Yes, that is my gaming handle, usually, or Twitter. Used to be for Twitter anyway, till the old Twitter got rid of me, and then I went to the radio handle, Rock and Roll 100, and I changed it to a play Elfin Station, which was a takeoff of this name, APFNS, a play Elfin Station, or Anthony Philip Elfin Stone. Anyways, I'm gonna get ready to do the podcast here. Give me just a minute to get to the intros. But now what you can do is when I'm gaming, you can find me at any of the tags here, Rumble, Twitter, not Twitter, Rumble, Twitch, DLive, Trovo, and is there another? YouTube, I believe, as well. I'm leaving something out. Kick. We had a kick. I'm bad with names. I want to talk about that here in just a second.
Trigger warning. This is a free speech zone. The views and opinions expressed are Anthony Stone's and doesn't represent the podcast host. Viewer discretion is advised. From the globalist occupied territory of FEMA Region 4, you're listening to APFNS Live. The APFNS show by Anthony Stone. Now broadcasting from the APSshow.com.
I'm gonna take the check out of that box because I didn't like how that's been sounding lately. Let's go and do audio podcast today and new site visuals via the browser.
Now erase your host, Anthony Stone.
Okay, now here we are. Like I said, we're going to be using the browser visuals, but I'll be mainly using this as my podcast because I'm not going to be it's mainly going to be audio, like a radio program. We will flip to the browser. Now, I commented on a story. It popped up in my feed this morning. But the story behind David Crosby's song for George Harrison. I'm not going to read this article. Because he was clearly, well, maybe I can read a part of it. Because he was kind of mocking George Harrison. In his endeavors to discover God. David Crosby, the renowned American singer-songwriter, left. And then indelible mark on the music industry with his lyrical powers and his music sensitivity. Best known for his work with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and the Byrds, the Crosby's contributions as talented lyricist set him apart. Crosby's debut solo, If I Could Only Remember My Name, released in 1971, proved a financial success and showcased his individual creative identity. Separate from his previous affirmations with CSNY and the Byrds. Surprisingly, one of the album's most beloved tracks still resonates with the audience 50 years later, which initially intended toward his friend, former Beatles, George Harrison. Even until his recent passing at age 81, Crosby remained engaged with his fans through social media, embracing interactions and encouraging participation. His willingness to address inquiries from his admirers. When asked about the inspiration behind the song "Laughing" and its impact over the past few decades, Crosby disclosed that what it was initially meant for George Harrison. The circumstances surrounding the song's ultimate rejection by Harrison and its reasons remain shrouded in mystery. Nevertheless, Crosby regarded the opportunity to compose for the former Beatle as a dream come true. In 2014 interview with Music Radar, he confessed, "Seeing the Beatles made something else click. It changed my life. They changed my life. Let's be very specific about that." Using laughing as a platform, Crosby conveyed his thoughts without sounding condescending, embracing skepticism akin to that of the Beatles. The song suggests that only a child laughing in the sun possesses true awareness. Furthermore, it implies that Crosby wrote the song after George Harrison shared an encounter with Mahesh Yogi, an Indian guru who seemed to possess the answers to life's profound questions. Intrigued, Harrison and his fellow Beatles ventured to India to study the transcendental meditation with the guru in 1968. While Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and Ringo Starr grew skeptical, Harrison remained steadfast in his belief in the teachings. David Crosby's musical journey from his remarkable contributions to the iconic bands and solo endeavors exemplified his enduring impact on the music world. Though his profound lyrics and captivating melodies, he leaves a legacy of esteemed songwriter and a visionary artist. Now, this article did not talk about the part where he basically was mocking George Harrison's his looking for guide. But now the article I read today, it did. And I commented on, I got the wrong name, you know, Abraham, Moses. Abraham was important and Moses was important, but the name above all names. And I tell y'all people on this podcast all the time, I'm good with faces. I'm good with things that were done. I'm never good with names. But there's one name above names that I never forget. As Jesus. He always ran into these mockative smart asses. And he ended it with, or his she. It might have been a she. I can't tell. If it's she, I think I know exactly who it is. This dark being that is harassing. But if it was a her or he or whoever it was, the name above names I never forget is Jesus Christ. Now, you want to know something about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The religion of Christianity, and it formed even Judaism and even Islam, was sparked out of it. Do you want to know who Abraham was talking to? You remember the guy at the tent, the angel of the Lord? That was Jesus. Who was it? It was Jesus. You may mock me and try to make me feel low for not being able to remember names, something I've had since a child, by the way. It's not just something to come with age. That's the name I don't never forget. Who is that name? It is Jesus. Who is Jesus? I never forget the name of Jesus. I love the picture in Gethsemane. This is the one. Yes, there it is. There's the beloved picture. I love that picture right there. Somebody selling an old print, a very old print. That's the picture I love right there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Who was the man? Yes, we know he wasn't white. He's brass. But who was the man? That's still a beautiful painting, no matter what color he is. Remember, you weren't supposed to have idols either. Indeed, there's a reason there is no pictures of Jesus. The Jews? Oh, hold on. I'm not showing him. There he is. I'm not selling that painting. That's just a picture I like. Somebody's selling that painting. I said we can find another one. I said we can find one that's not for sale. Because I am not selling the picture. That's Etsy. Let's go back. Let's go to images. Who was Jesus? He was the angel of the Lord. He was the one that everything was made about. They claim this is what he would look like. They don't really know that for sure. There's no way to know because the Jews didn't take pictures of themselves. That picture just about disappeared out of searches. Let's find it. Jesus in the garden. Jesus in the garden. And here we go. We're going to find that picture. I love that painting. And maybe the only place the painting is at now. Back in the early 2000s, you used to find it everywhere. Either way, who was the man that came and visited him at the tent? Who was that guy? Let's use this one, this movie. Nobody ever forgets this movie. It made one of the most drastic depictions ever made in the films. The angel of the Lord visiting Abraham. I actually called him Moses. That was right. I really did mess up. Moses is the guy that led him out of Egypt. Abraham's the one that the promise was made to. But now Jesus is the angel of the Lord. Can mock me all you want to. For making a mistake. I've always got names wrong. I knew what I was talking about. He knew what I was talking about too. He knew exactly what I was talking about. And I'll tell y'all here in a minute. The angel of the visiting Abraham. I want to pull that picture up. Yes. Yes. Yes, there it is. This is Abraham, and this is the angel of the Lord. Now, you notice they made those three angels look alike. This picture's not exactly accurate because there should be some distinction on that center man. Let's find one where there's some distinction in the center man. Because there's a thing about that center man. He was Jesus. The center man was Jesus before Jesus was upon the earth. It's the angel of the Lord. It was the Lord. There should be a distinct one. He should be a big old man. He should probably be built like a guy. None of them were. I need to make one. I need to make my own version of that painting. Because there needs to be a distinct one on that man that was in the center. He was Jesus, y'all. I never forget that name. There's a little bit of distinction here. He's taller. That's a movie. I've seen that movie before. But now, David Crosby, let's see if we can find another article on that. Because there was another article and I commented on it. And I wish I remembered the exact page. Because he actually, this is probably it. Because that's the picture they had on the article. It was shared on Facebook. I seen it on Facebook. And somebody literally mocked me because I got it wrong and said, that matters. Yes, it does matter. Because I got the Bible wrong. But now what I did not get wrong is Jesus. He was the one that told him. Oh, here it is. However, Crosby was skeptical of the teachings of the person in question, as he doesn't believe in God and is not a really big fan of religion. Crosby wanted to warn George to take it with a grain of salt, but didn't say anything as he did not want to come off like a snot to my new friend, who he really respected hugely. Now, what I said was, well, he knows now. He's probably like the guy begging for his family and his friends for them to go back and warn from the grave. That was sort of what I was saying. And I used the wrong name. I said Moses. I meant Abraham. I really didn't mean Abraham. But now the thing about it is, yeah, I might have got Abraham's name wrong. But I guess whose name I did get wrong? The center of the Lord there, the guy in the center, the one that should be. Here he is kind of bigger. He probably should be bigger than this, but he is bigger, taller than these two. The paintings, they're off. You need to make that man big. He needs to be huge. Because he was Jesus before Jesus ever lived on the earth. And if you go read the book of John, and I'm talking about the Gospel of John. It starts out and tells you who created the world, who it was created for. And who was that? His name was Jesus. I think they call him Yahshua too. They call God Father, yeah, Yahweh. And they call him Yahshua. That's the name I don't forget. And yes, right now, Crosby knows whether there's a God or not. He literally does know that. Now, let's get on to some more important things besides debating idiots online and trolls. Idiots and trolls. And yeah, I made him goofball. He didn't have to come off as a jackass like most people do. But I did thank him. Because I did need to be corrected. But now, I don't ever get that middle name wrong. I don't ever get that middle guy wrong, who he was. And that's what counts more than even Abraham. Because, yes, everything's through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the blessing. But now, who gave that blessing? That guy there in the center. The guy I never forget. I don't forget his name. See, I don't even know what they call him other than that. Yahshua. Yahshua. But now I call him Jesus. That's what my Bible says he is, and that's what I call him. And I read the King James Bible, by the way. That's the main one. I look at the others. I'm not completely... I love that painting. It's disappeared off the internet. I guess this person selling it must actually own it, because it's disappeared. If they don't own it, they claim trade to something that they didn't own. But anyways, I don't forget that man in the center, the angel of the Lord, Jesus Christ, the guy in the fire, the guy in the furnace. Let's pull him up. The fourth man in the fire. I'm going to go do the search ad on it. The fourth man in the fire. That's how I knew what the guide was when he was seen. The fourth. That matters too, by the way. That matters more than matters. I mean, if you read the testimony of Stephen. Fourth man in the furnace. The fourth man in the furnace. Who was the fourth man in the furnace? Who was the fourth man in the furnace? To quote Johnny Cash, it was Jesus. It was Jesus. Who was the fourth man in the fire? It was Jesus. It was Jesus. Yes. Jesus was really a Jew. Yes, he was most likely dark. He's described as his feet as brass. But now he don't hate white people either. That's something these people that are scapegoating white people and stoning white people and turning it around because they think they're paying back the past. They're making up for the past. You're not making up for the past. You're just participating in the evil that they were doing. That's all you're doing, brown people. You're participating in the evil that they were doing. Now I'm going to go to Infowars.com. We'll get some news today because this is important. This is just as important as addressing a troll that was trying to troll me about the man in the fire, about the man in the furnace, and about the guy who visited Abraham, the guy who called Abraham to leave his country and founded three religions. But only one, the only one that matters is the one that leads you to Jesus. Religion doesn't matter. Jesus does. Tuesday Live. Republican Congress betrays American again. America again refuses to impeach Mayorkas over open border and human trafficking. Now remember, even Democrats hate this schmuck here. Even cities like Chicago and New York hate this schmuck for what he's doing to our country. And they won't even impeach this ugly thing, this creature, this devil, this demon-possessed man who is flooding us with illegal vermin that is downgrading our country. As U.S. credit downgraded to negative and NWO border collapse, plans pledge the first world with the third world turds. Learn how electric cars are crashing the energy grid ahead of the total collapse. They're putting chemicals in the water to turn the freaking birds gay. He said it yesterday on the feed. Turn the freaking birds gay. Photos show mystery cocaine found inside Biden White House. Disturbing video. White teenager stomped to death by 15 black teens. You don't even like it's a threat to anybody, y'all. He was the guy with long hair. You know, the guy with long hair that even Ice-T would condemn them beating this guy to death. He had a song where he brought up a guy exactly like him at the beginning of his song. And about that's the reason he makes his music. And so people like him or the black guy, the gay guy, the Cedric can't be tormented. You people are no better. You're no better than the people that done you wrong. Just like I was saying a while ago, Jesus is most likely a brown man. But now he doesn't hate white people. The globalist vision, 15, he made all of us. We covered this one yesterday. The globalist vision, 15-minute prisons, and they turned me off while it was streaming. Remember, I was playing my song and they turned it off. Warming globe, more like globalism. And that's an old Alex Jones clip. Free speech murdered by commie campuses. It's also been killed by commie online. By commie online. Commies online. Whether you agree or you don't agree, you should always have the right to say it. Racist white murders innocent black. Well, I was hearing this story today about all these black guys that were supposedly in the war or something, and they executed them, and now they was giving them reparations. How do we know those black people were innocent? That didn't happen in our lifetime. I didn't get to see the story. I only got to hear what they reported on the freaking news. How do we know those black people were innocent? How do we know they weren't like these heathen and they're burning down the towns? Just saying. We don't know. We just got their word for it. Outraged messengers oust town officials who supported Chi-Com-linked EV project. Governor Kathy Hochul says New York now conducting special media surveillance efforts to monitor hate. You can't hate those illegal aliens. We can hate what they're doing to our country. We can hate what they're doing to our country. Coming here flying other flags, not speaking our language. Not assimilating. Yeah, we can hate that. And we can say, go back home. If you don't want to be an American, if you don't want to fly the American flag, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. If you don't like our flag, get the fuck out. We can tell them to go back to where they came. We don't want you to see your fucking flag flying in our country. We don't want to see your fucking flag flying in our country. If you don't like our American flag, get the fuck out. That's American right there. That's American free, old-fashioned American free speech. If you don't like this fucking country, get the fuck out. And go back to your shit-o. Go back to your toilet bowl. And you liberals, who don't like people letting my OCAS off. You people that have got your towns ruined. I got my town by George H.W. Bush. He was my OCAS of the time. He was the one who came here to this town and flooded it with illegal aliens and destroyed Dalton, Georgia. It changed it. Him and the carpet mills and the people who worked with him. He was the Mayorkas back then. They won't even impeach this piece of trash. This ugly goblin. It looks like he's out of the cult of the guy that had the ship and the alien sun behind the sun. He looks like he's out of that drunken cult. Mayorkas. And they won't even impeach this vermin. To quote Michael Savage, this vermin. He would call somebody like this a vermin. They won't even impeach him. You will have your day to hold these people accountable next year. I tweeted this earlier. Let's Google Trump. Let's pull up a picture of Donald John Trump. You will have your chance to get even with these people and bring back the president that not only kept world peace. Oh yeah, we didn't have no peace. We had people like Obama, the guy under the ground in his bunker, dictating America's people. But who kept world peace? Who kept Putin from invading Ukraine? It was Trump. You know, like I was saying a while ago, it was Jesus. It may have been Jesus and Trump. Jesus is probably the shadowy figure behind it. But now Trump was the one who done it. Trump was the one who got it done. Even if it was Jesus. Because I believe it was Jesus. But now Trump is the guy that went over, the only one that ever talked to Un in Korea. You know, all these other people provoked him to war. Trump went over there and met him and shook his hand. He kept us in peace. He kept us out of war. You don't like the war? Vote for Trump. You don't like the illegal aliens? Vote for Trump. You don't like them coming here and flying their fucking flags instead of our flag right there. You got to vote. You know what you got to do. You got to vote for Trump in 2024. Trump is the only choice. Wamazi would be good too. He's the only one that's like Trump. Trump kept the peace with the only thing these brutes understand is brute force. That's how you have to keep peace. By letting them know there's going to be a consequence. They know they don't got no consequence with Biden. They know it. They know it, ladies and gentlemen. They know it. They know they have nothing to fear with Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden is going to keep us at war. The Democrats are going to keep us at war. The Republicans will keep us at war if they had their choice. But now Trump, you notice none was really started. The only war was on our war front here from Barack Obama, who was waging it from his racist bunker. He's a racist. He thinks he's doing the world a favor by getting people to hate white people. He is the Black Charles Manson. Indeed, Obama has done almost what Charles Manson wanted to do. Charles Manson was the white Barack Obama who wanted helter skelter. Guess who sort of got helter skelter? Barack H. Obama. The guy running America from the bunkers. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. People label me that all the time. Even some of my own family members. But this guy right here is the guy behind all the racism in this country. Look at that grin. Look at that sinister devil grin. And yes, Jesus was probably just as brown as him. Brass. But now the difference between Jesus and him, Jesus loves us all. He made us all. He wanted you white. He wanted you black if you were born black. He wanted you born brown. He even probably wanted Barack Obama to be what he was. People use his race in the Bible. That wasn't what it was about. It was about he didn't want the foreign gods polluting his people. It wasn't even about the color of the freaking skin. Like those white racists used to preach. It was about him preserving his line of his people. Of his people. Preserving his people from a foreign god, from not knowing the man in the furnace. Oh, yes, you bet. I guess we should know Abraham's name. And I'm sure God probably laughed at me and frowned upon me for getting the name wrong. Here I go talking about this douchebag again. I never was really impressed with him. And I'm not just bashing him because I mean, my songs are my songs. And they're my soul. And they come out of me. And they don't represent anybody else but me. But I'm telling you, out of all the musicians I've ever heard, he's one of my least favorites. And it's good things. He don't even believe in God. I did crack a joke. At least he didn't worship the devil. Hopefully. If he did, it was in name only, because he said he didn't believe in any religion. I'm okay with that, by the way. I'm actually okay with the devil worshiper, if he don't bother me. In the United States of America, I believe we got the right to practice whatever we want to practice. I'm not going to try to invade on you, but I'm going to tell you I believe in Jesus, and sometimes I have to keep my faith in check. Because sometimes I get so tried that I don't even know whether God is real. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who offered to the impeachment resolution against Mayorkas, will be joining Alex Jones live. Do not miss this. I probably done missed it. He's been on for 24 minutes now. I'll try to turn over here in a few minutes. I'll get off and shut up. So I covered InfoWars. I covered Crosby, even though I probably shouldn't have. I covered Trump, and I covered the reasons why you need to vote for Trump. And if you don't like Mayorkas and what he's doing to this country, you best vote for Trump. Because he's talking about a good plan right now. He's talking about using the freaking Freedom accounts to house them till they get them out of here. That means he's not going to leave them on the streets. He'll have to deal with all the wampum. He'll have to deal with all the wampum and all the George Soros prosecutors and all the George Soros mayors and all the George Soros funded people trying to hinder him. But I have a feeling he'll be successful in court. And my advice to Trump is day one start, because they're going to start day one as well. But I have a feeling if you keep the rhetoric up, just you getting elected, they will self-deport themselves. A lot of them will self-deport themselves before that day ever, before January. Because it happened once before here in Dalton, Georgia. And I think it'll happen again. If you elect Donald John Trump, they'll be walking home. They'll be wanting to go back home. And even if they don't self-deport, you know he will get them. I think he's serious. I think he's dead serious, like his mugshot. I think Trump is dead serious. I think he, let's search on that mugshot. Let's pull up that famous mugshot where he gave them a death stare to the New World Order, to the fuckers that hate him. I want the real thing. I don't want the fraud. They're hiding the real thing. Is that it, or is that the fake? Where's the real mugshot? Have they took it down? I want the real mugshot. I don't want the phony. I don't know if this is real or not. I'm not seeing it. I don't think that's real. I want the real shot. They've obviously hid it because it's become a symbol. It's become a symbol, and they knew what he was doing. They knew he was staring at them. I heard even Hillary was whining about how they're going to be putting him in prison. Put him all in prison. I don't know about that. I thought I heard it on a podcast somewhere. You can't always pay attention to everything you hear. Here, I found it. Here it is. The real mugshot, I think. Yeah, the death stare. The death stare. He's coming for all you vermin. He's coming for you drug cartels. He's coming for you human smugglers. He's coming for the New World Order. He's coming for Mayorkas. That little schmuck that looks like he's worshiping an alien. Oh, by the way, I was watching a Netflix documentary on UFOs. And this guy, he supposedly got harassed. He was the only guy in Texas that seen it a day. He said it was green and as big as a praying mantis. Now, I've heard about the praying mantis alien. He said he's seen it in the craft. That's scary, y'all. If I ever see him close again, I'm going to try to get me out something, see if I can see it. Because I have seen them close. I want to see if I can see something inside it. Netanyahu warns Hamas will attack America if the terror group isn't decimated by the IDF. Israel confirms death of captive soldiers shown in Hamas terror video. Bill Gates buying up land threatening small farms under guise of saving the planet, Arthur claims. Israelis killed on October 7 denied Jewish burials due to holotactic status. Warning, graphic content. Journalists frustrated at the lack of details about sexual crimes in October 7th's Hamas terror attack. Yeah, these rapists, they love to take advantage of women. If they can't convert you to Allah, they can make your daughter a whore. If they can't convert you to Allah, they can sell your daughter as a sex slave, your mother, your wife. That's their belief. And they believe they're going to be having sex in eternity with 70 virgins. That's what these perverts believe. Biden rips Fricka ex-Obama guru David Axelrod as 2024 tensions grow. You know, I told you. I can't tell you who to vote for, but I can suggest who you vote for. If you don't like what you're seeing, you better vote for Trump in 2024. Iranian-born Pentagon aide, part of the covert campaign to undermine Iran's opposition. Netflix producer for Frauda Matamir killed fighting Hamas in Gaza. Back to the hotel, furious migrants refused to stay in a tent shelter. You should be even worse. You should be in the FEMA camps in the tent shelter, waiting to go back home. Instead of a hotel, you should be sitting in a FEMA camp in a tent, in a FEMA camp in a tent, waiting to be going back home so they can find out who you are and where you go. And the better you cooperate, the faster you get home. Because if you don't tell them you are Holmes, you don't go home, Holmes. You sat in the FEMA camp. You know they have to find out who they are, too. You know that goes on. They don't know who they are. They're giving fake identities, and they don't know who they are. Oh, yeah. Israel encumbers Hamas HQ in Children's Hospital. Weapons of evidence of hostages. Pro-Palestinian protesters in New York City honored Veterans Day by ripping down U.S. flags. If you don't like our flags, get the fuck out of our country. You Americans don't like it. Find somewhere else to go. Go back to your country of origin, I guess, wherever your parents came from. If your parents came from Egypt, go back to Egypt. If your parents come from Mexico, go back to Mexico. If your parents come from South America, go back to South America. If you don't like our freaking country, if you don't like our fucking country, no, I'm not going to censor. You don't like our fucking country, the door is open, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. There'll be people that find faults with my language. I don't give a fuck. We're not going to mince words around here on the APS show. Now, I will see y'all next time. I think I've done a good podcast today. Thank you for listening. You go back to wherever the origin of the country you came from. Go back and reapply for citizenship there. And stay the fuck out of our country if you don't like us. Yes, there was some goods, but there was some bads as well. And all nations were built this way, not just the United States of America and Israel, who we like to hate. And by the way, Michael Savage, he did a podcast on that. He did a podcast on the genealogy of the Israelis and how long they had been in Israel. Didn't he? I thought he did. I thought he did a podcast on how long the Jews had been in Israel. But anyways, now that right there is a good argument. Because Israel losing the world support, rightly or wrongly. Can a truce be negotiated in Ukraine and a global war be stopped? I'm not going to say it's not impossible, because the Bible tells of a days exactly like this is happening. When a guy does step up, and he does come up with a peace plan, and it's mainly about Israel and Israel's enemies that peace plan was about. I got to go listen to this podcast. Can Islam be reformed? Jihad means war. How America is becoming Zimbabwe. The only way Islam could ever be reformed . Although I'm not for reforming religions, I don't even really like religion at all. I shouldn't really mock David Crosby in some ways, because I'm kind of anti-religion myself when it comes to religion. I believe in Jesus, and I have to fight some belief in that sometimes. Sometimes life gets so tough, and it seems like no matter how much you pray, it seems like it just keeps going down and down, and sometimes you feel like, but then I realized that Satan is like that. That's his attacks. You can't blame God for Satan. And I'm not for religion, but now I'm for people being peaceful with each other. I'm an American. I believe we're a melting pot, and I believe there's a place for all of us. And I don't want to Preach. And I'm probably going to get scolded one day for that because I don't like preaching to people. I like letting people just live and let live, but God don't want to live and let live. He said, spread the gospel to the nations. That means spread the gospel to the Jew, the Muslim, the atheist, the Buddhist. But now I don't throw stones at anybody who's searching for guide, but now these atheists that throw stones at for us searching for guide, as long as they're not closed-minded in their way of thinking and they hate us, I can accept that as well. He told us to spread the gospel. I'm going to be less of that because I don't think I've ever even done much of that. Most of what I've done is political, talk political. My music ends a ways too, because that's just me usually venting my feelings, how I feel about things. Sometimes I try to present a right and wrong point of view. Sometimes I write songs that are probably wrong. Sometimes I write songs out of my anger, dealing with anger, and it's my way of dealing with anger. That's the way I vent it out. My music I listen to, some of that's bad. I like some good stuff too. Y'all know me, I've told y'all. Lately, I've realized that anything that uplifts is better than nothing at all. I mean, better than the stuff that you think that sounds good, but it's got a bad message. It may not even feel good. It may be angst. It may be aggression. Those are real good songs to box to, by the way. Those songs of aggression. I used to get out to boxing, the deep six. Yeah, and I forgot the words. Deep six, Marilyn Manson. Zeus says the narcissist. Deep six used to be one of my favorite songs to box to. No reflection. I don't know which me that I love. Got no reflection. I get filled with adrenaline. Adrenaline when I buy some of those. You know, Marilyn Manson, he was kind of skeptical about religion too. Some reason or other, I accepted him. I don't know why. I guess if David Crosby had packaged himself and was more aggressive, I'd have probably accepted him. That's what's so bad. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not religious, y'all. But now, if you speak out against war, I'll accept that. But now, the thing about it is, the party that was the hippies has now become the party that's for the war. The party of the hippies has now become the party of the war. The party of the hippies has now become the warmongers. The warmongers. 69 degrees. I said that's Dalton. Yes, 69 degrees in Dalton. History maker and astronaut dead at 95. This is Windows News, MSN. Oh, they got to be mean to me here. November 14th, showing me my cat. They got to try to be mean to me. I was sad about him this morning. I took some pictures of him that day. They weren't that good pictures. He got where he wouldn't hardly let me photograph him. Maybe he already felt bad back then. This was the 16th, November the 14th, 1989. mean, 2016. Oh, it was just an old bad camera. That camera on that wasn't that good. That phone. But he didn't look like he felt good that day. I'm seeing in his eyes. I don't know if he was sleepy or what. Anyways, I'm going to close the podcast for today. I think I've spoken enough. It's been a long one. It's been a 50-minute one. I don't do many 50 minutes. Yeah, I shouldn't really mock him. God, I'm going to repent. The poor guy now, he does know. Then again, if we're wrong. You know, I was showing y'all Michael Savage. I wasn't even seeing him. But I didn't flip over. I'll see y'all next time. APS signing out. I try to keep an open mind. If you're open, I keep open mind about you. What if y'all were seeing Barack Obama when I was showing him his grin? His grim, vampiric grin. Then, of course, Donald John Trump's mugshot when he was staring down the New World Order. And then Mr. David Crosby. Like I said, I never was really that crazy about this music. But now I don't like Taylor Swift either, and a lot of people love Taylor Swift, so. I'm sure some of them artists I've listened to were probably inspired by him. Not me. But I definitely wouldn't take any spiritual advice from him. Because he wanted to mock people's pursuit for God. Because even if you're an atheist, you still should have some wonder out here about stuff. I mean, it shouldn't just be everything just dies and nothing of it. You should have some kind of wonder. You should be searching for something better than, give me something to believe in. If there's a Lord above, give me something to believe in. Oh, Lord, arise. You shouldn't be like him, who's just kindly mocking his friend in pursuit of God. Pursuit to see where God was at. I mean, even though I may disagree with the Muslim way or the Indian way or any of those ways, at least those people, at least when they stand before God, at least they were searching for him. They wanted to know him. They were like me with that kid. Show yourself to me, Lord. They wanted to see God. They wanted to see God. Michael Savage always questions about God. He's got a whole book on God, faith, and reason. Good book. I read most of that book. I still haven't finished some pages of it. Because I got it after my days after I was having trouble reading. Seeing with my eyes. You should at least have some question in there about, you should be like Marilyn Manson. You never really hate the one true guide, but the guide of the people you hate. And there's a reason to hate that guide, that fake guide. That fake guide. That religious guide. Because Jesus was anti-religion. But now at the same time, he's holy. You have to remember that. But now I don't blame people for searching for religion, searching, because it does keep, people says it causes war, but sometimes if you follow it, if you follow the peaceful mandates in it, it could be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. It's like everything else. It's a double sword. It can be used for good. It can be used to harm. All of it can. And I say even Islam could be used for a good purpose or even any of them. Michael Savage said he always liked the Buddhist stuff because it was the kindest. He said it was pretty much the Bible, but it was kind. I never did study it, so I'm just giving you Michael Savage's point of view from what I've heard him say. I'm going to get out of here, and I'll see y'all next time. I don't even really like touching it myself because I'm kind of anti-religious. But now, I see nothing wrong with the pursuit of God. Even if he's a mystery, even if he's a myth, I would rather be in my camp than this guy's camp, this smirky guy's camp. And him, yeah, they like making fun of this right here, but they fear it at the same time. Did you notice how I did search for that? I'm going to save it. I think I did save it, but I'm going to resave it. Indeed. There we go. Because they made that hard to find. You want to know why they made it hard to find? Because he's coming for them. He's staring at them. And if he gets elected, they know he means business. The illegals know he means business. The cartels know he means business. Biden knows he know means business. Hillary knows he means business. They all know he means business, and that's why they're working hard to make sure that he is never president again. Trump 2024. Let me go to YouTube. There's that 15-minute cities I tried to play yesterday. Hold on.
The elevator can be tough for young homeowners turning into their parents.
It's a brand new exclusive event with all your favorite South Park characters.
I had explosive diarrhea all night.
Oh, hamburgers.
South Park joining the Pandaverse, all new, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Your message to them, and how does that factor into your final decision about whether or not to run for re-election?
It doesn't.
What's your message to them?
Trump is the only choice. 2024. Trump is the only choice in 2024. Trump is the only choice in 2024. All those other Republicans will keep you tied up in the Ukrainian war. Defund Zelensky. Defund Zelensky. Defund Zelensky.
Trump won Wisely 2024. If Ron Wisely, your campaign fails, join him as his vice. Just so you know, I'd vote for Ron Wisely too. And guess what? He's a brass man.
If you don't like the cost of my living, you say fuck Joseph Stalin. If you don't like the cost of my living, you say fuck Joe Biden. If you don't like the cost of my living, you say fuck Joseph Stalin. If you don't like the cost of my living, fuck Obama, Obama's third term. Fuck Obama and Biden.
That's who's actually calling the shots, y'all. I'll see y'all next time. Let me close all the tabs here. And we're going to go out with a podcast outro.
Thank you for listening to us today. To access our podcasts anytime, go to theapsshow.com. We value your time. See you next time. Fuck the New World Order.